This is episode number 2212 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Christopher Maloney likes to work out naked at his home gym.
Ooh, he's the guy that's on Law and Order?
It was SUV.
Okay.
And then he was on SUV for the longest time.
Yeah.
And then he was in Runaway Bride.
Yes, he was the guy that one of the guys she
climbed Mount Annapurna.
Right.
And the coach.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Right. So, yeah, I can see that. Like, he likes to work out in the
bus. He punched Richard Gere. Curse him. Actually, I like Christopher Maloney. And then he's on another Law and Order now.
Another one.
Yeah, so he came back to this franchise.
These things, anyway. Yeah.
So he says, I work out naked. It's my gym.
Well, okay.
Good point, you know.
Good point.
So,
is it going to hurt something, though, doing that?
Oh, that's right. It's organized crime. Law and Order, organized crime. That's it.
Okay. All right.
Which I haven't watched yet.
Okay.
And he says, I don't black out the window.
What?
So he says, I'm okay with that. My wife is not.
Wow. He works out naked with the windows open. You can't unsee that now. I'm thinking about that. I'm like, oh, I can't unsee that.
Well,
he's lifting weights and is... We were talking about package size a little while ago.
Yeah.
Is he barbaric or is he dignified? That's
I'm going to guess. Now I'm going out on a limb here. I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
I don't know that I call him barbaric.
Uh-huh.
But I call him not dignified.
Not dignified? Have you seen him or
No, but he's an in-shape guy.
Okay.
He is.
What does that got to do with
his package size? There's something sexy about him. I don't know what it is, but I've always thought
he's older now, right? He's like in his 60s.
He's got the most enormous forehead in the world, and I just don't care.
Okay.
I still like him. So he's not Ryan Reynolds sexy.
Well, okay.
But who is?
But who is, right.
All right. So, anywho, Christopher says he's very serious in the gym.
He
says, I'm not to be spoken to. And he was joking.
Wow.
He was joking.
Oh, okay.
He says it's like interrupting a monk when he's in the middle of his monking.
Who would want to do that?
Right. One of the reasons he you'd be cursed or something.
I know, right?
One of the reasons he doesn't use, they send bugs to you and, I don't know, curse.
What, monks?
Yeah.
Will they do that?
I don't know. No, because they're all good stuff. One of the reasons he doesn't like a public gym is that he can't stand shirtless people working out, the naked guy.
Wait, yes, I was going to say, how ironic.
Maybe he wants them to be naked too. I don't know. Or people that don't put weights away. He goes, I'm OCD.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, how hard is it to put them away?
Right, guys, come on, put the weights away. I have that same problem when I go to the gym too. I hate it. I hate it, guys leave the weights all over the place. It's like, hey, pick these damn things up.
No, he goes and puts them all away.
Oh, well.
He'll put them all away.
Not me, boy.
Is that why you don't go to the gym? Because they kicked you out of all of them,
no,
right?
No,
is that it? That's it, huh?
No. It makes me mad. Shirtless guys and people that don't put weights away. That makes me mad. That's why I don't go to the gym.
Well, he spends 80 minutes doing box jumps, pull-ups, and a move he calls the saw.
Okay.
Sounds interesting, being naked. All of which he considers a light workout.
Oh, 80 minutes is a light workout.
You know who does a workout? Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw does a
Woo,
workout.
Woo, that
you
boy.
Know who does
oh,
a workout?
That's sexy right there.
You know who does a
ripped,
workout?
Ripped, ripped.
Halle Berry does a workout. She does a workout every day, too.
She does. She could probably
Instagram.
Work out with the three of them,
yeah,
with the two of them.
Oh, maybe. They could all be naked.
If you're going to say Tim McGraw is going to be naked... Then I'm going to take a hit for the team and say, I'll go there.
All right.
Matthew McConaughey continues to share life lessons via social media and YouTube and certain things on a Lincoln commercial. And Monday,
all right.
And Monday, he shared his least favorite word.
Oh, he has a least favorite word.
He does.
Well, what is that?
And he thinks we all want to know.
Uh-huh. I want to know now, the way you built that up.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. That's his least favorite word.
So he thinks unbelievable should be wiped from the dictionary.
Wow.
Pointing to the reality of tragedy, failure, triumph, people, and events, and how we should use the reality of those situations and feelings to help us grow.
Now, wait. He wants it wiped from the dictionary? Them is strong words.
He said we shouldn't think that the most beautiful sunset or the greatest play or the greatest love of our life or the greatest moment of euphoria is unbelievable.
Well,
Believe it. It's happening right in front of you. In you. So unbelievable, I don't buy it.
Wow.
All right.
Okay. What do you think? Is he right? Or is he all right?
It depends on the person. And yes, it depends on the context you're using it in. And it depends on that. Don't ask me these things. Gosh, you know better than that.
Well, I'm thinking to myself, he's got a point. You know, because unbelievable in the context that he's pointing it out as is that you can't believe it. So that would make it a negative. But these are believable things.
Like too good to be true.
Well, too good to be true or awesome or, you know, whatever. I get that. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of see his point of view. I hate to see his point of view about anything. But you know what? Yeah, I do. I'm not a big
McConaughey fan.
No. Not really. But I kind of get it. But I don't think you take it from the lexicon. I think you just leave it be. Hopefully people will start saying groovy.
Hopefully he's right.
Which I happen to prefer.
Sunset groovy.
Sunset
hopefully
groovy.
He's just being, you know, figure of speech.
Well, no. It sounds like he's meaning that he doesn't want to use that word anymore. And I get it. I understand. I see his point of view, his POV. If you will, is that he thinks that by using that word, I would imagine, that we can't believe these things that are happening in and around ourselves, which I think is a positive.
Uh-huh.
But then there's negative things that are unbelievable, too. This is the one thing I hate when people go, unbelievable, unbelievable, can't believe he did that, unbelievable. That's negative.
Right.
And when you're saying, oh, can you believe the sunset? It's unbelievable. See what I did there?
The context is very different.
The context is different. Matthew. If I said, all right, would it have the same meaning as you saying, all right?
You know, I don't mind Matthew McConaughey. I don't. He's got some good things to say sometimes. But I've noticed over the last, since during the pandemic. He's got a little too big for his britches,
well,
I think.
Don't you think he's like posturing? I mean, he's entertained the notion of running for public office.
Yeah.
So I think he's probably posturing himself. There you go. It's unbelievable. Have a great day.
And there's a song. What do you do with the song?
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. More news tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.